AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. It will be an interesting week on Wall Street, with August jobs numbers due out Friday and the Fed mulling an interest rate hike. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
After a rocky week, Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics says it's all about Friday's jobs report.
As long as that data looks okay, I think the stock market should end the week in a pretty good spot.
And then there's the question of what the Fed will do.
If the numbers weaken, say in response to the turmoil in financial markets and everything else, and we get numbers gains that are less than 200,000 per month, then they could delay the first rate hike into next year.
But Zandi adds, if the numbers are over 200,000 jobs created, rate hikes could happen, if not in September, certainly in October or December. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Mount McKinley in Alaska will soon be called Denali. AP correspondent Diane Kepley has more.
The president's decision to change the name of the mountain came on the eve of his meeting with tribal leaders in Alaska. The mountain is generally believed to be central to the Athabascan creation story. It is the site of significant cultural importance to many Alaskan natives.
Remnants of Tropical Storm Erica are pumping lots of moisture into Florida. Robba Moleta is with the National Weather Service in Miami.
We have flood watches up for really a large part of the state, really the central and southern part of the Florida Peninsula, under a flood watch at least through tonight and in some cases under even into parts of Monday.
Meanwhile, rescue teams are working to reopen roads to remote communities on the Caribbean island of Dominica, which was devastated by Tropical Storm Erica. And in the Pacific, forecasters say Hurricane Ignacio has been downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane and is on a weakening trend as it moves to the northeast of Hawaii. This is AP Radio News.
These clients of yours, these rappers,
yeah. They look
Straight
like
Outta Compton is the number one movie at the box office again this weekend. Oscar Wells Gabriel has the preliminary box office results.
Straight Outta Compton has joined Jurassic World as the only movies to hold down a box office lead for three consecutive weekends. It was not without competition, though. The faith-based drama War Room challenged for the top. It took an $11 million to Compton's 13.2 take, finishing third Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
No Escape opened in fourth place, rounding out the top five, Sinister 2. Justin Bieber will perform his new single, What Do You Mean, at tonight's MTV Video Music Awards in Los Angeles. Miley Cyrus will be the host. Taylor Swift leads with 10 nominations, and Nicki Minaj is opening the show. Kanye West will get the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.